The Alphabet groups are lining up against user fees again. CAF commemorates the Red Tail Squadron at Oshkosh. And Garmin says even LSAs can be ADS-B ready. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, July 22, 2011. The recent rhetoric by President Obama against the business aviation community has had GA focused mainly on the possible end of accelerated depreciation for business aircraft purchases. But NBAA sounded the alarm a few days ago about the renewed prospect of aviation user fees. And now Helicopter Association International is joining in alerting members to the threat. HAI issued a statement this week which says, in part, quote, HAI needs you to contact your House member and your two senators today by phone and email and ask to speak with the aviation or transportation staffer. Any change in current law that would allow for a private aircraft user fee would be detrimental to our industry, and your voice in Washington needs to be heard, unquote. The full text of the message is linked from the homepage of HAI's website at rotor.com. The commemorative Air Force Red Tail Squadron will introduce its new educational tool, the Rise Above Traveling Exhibit, at AirVenture Oshkosh next week. You can find it near the CAF Red Tail Squadron's booth on ConocoPhillips Plaza. Housed in a customized 53-foot trailer with expandable sides, a climate-controlled theater will show a short original film about the Tuskegee Airmen to a comfortably seated audience of 30. The film, called Rise Above, focuses on how the airmen persevered to rise above all obstacles they faced as they became America's first black military pilots. The story of the thousands of other black Americans who served with the airmen as their support crews is also featured. The PBS documentary Red Tail Reborn by Adam White about the restoration of the CAF Red Tail Squadron's P-51C Mustang is scheduled for four showings at the Skyscape Theater on the AirVenture grounds. Get details at redtail.org. Garmin International Thursday introduced an extended warranty program that covers its complete line of certified retrofit avionics equipment. Garmin's flight-level select extended warranty offers complete maintenance protection for all current production, including newly overhauled and WAAS-upgraded avionics equipment, and is designed to give owners comprehensive protection after their standard warranty expires. Plans are customizable based on the type and quantity of units and years of coverage desired, and quotes are available exclusively through Garmin authorized dealers. Garmin also reports the delivery of the first Dare Cicada TBM 700, upgraded with the G1000 integrated flight deck. The first delivery went to the French Ministry of Defense and is part of a contract to upgrade 27 TBM 700s in service with the French military. The European Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, has approved a supplemental type certificate for the installation, and the STC has received FAA validation. Garmin's synthetic vision technology is available with that upgrade. And Garmin will be at Oshkosh showing off its new GTX 23 ES, as in Extended Squitter, a remote mount Mode S transponder, which interfaces to the G3X glass cockpit that Garmin has introduced for use in LSA and experimentals. And it's ADS-B ready. MSRP is $2,199 U.S., and availability is expected next month. Up next on ANN, Bell Helicopter is offering a new tactical flight officer course. CAE reports more sales of full flight simulators. And could you hold your breath long enough to make a suborbital spaceflight? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, July 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. The Bell Helicopter Training Academy has launched a new Tactical Flight Officer course. Designed as a two-part training program, including an online academic session and resident hands-on training, the course promises officers the practical skills and active engagement needed for aerial mission success in a safe and controlled environment. Conducted at the Bell Helicopter Training Academy in Fort Worth, Texas, uses a FLIR-equipped flight training device to provide realistic, action-based scenarios in a variety of environmental conditions. Bell says its training academy is committed to providing innovative and cost-effective training solutions to its customers worldwide. Over a period of more than 60 years, the academy has provided certified training in Fort Worth and at customer locations around the world for more than 120,000 customers representing over 120 countries and every type of helicopter operation. CAE announced Wednesday it has sold four CAE 7000 Series Level D full-flight simulators and associated training devices with a total list price of about $60 million Canadian. The sims include an Airbus A320 FFS to Aeroflot, the largest airline of the Russian Federation, an A320 and a Boeing 737 to the Zhuhai Flight Training Center, a joint venture of China Southern Airlines and CAE, and a Bell Helicopter 412 FFS to an undisclosed customer. These sales were booked during the first quarter and bring the company's total FFS sales announced during fiscal 2012 to 11. CAE describes itself as a global leader in modeling, simulation, and training for civil aviation and defense. The company employs more than 7,500 people at more than 100 sites and training locations in more than 20 countries, and trains more than 80,000 crew members each year. CAE is now also leveraging its simulation capabilities in new markets, such as healthcare and mining. Metropolitan State College of Denver announced on Wednesday its Department of Aviation and Aerospace Science has been awarded the Loening Trophy, the oldest and most prestigious collegiate aviation award. The award recognizes the most outstanding all-around collegiate aviation program in the country. Metro State's Precision Flight Team received the trophy at the 2011 SAFECON. That's the Safety and Flight Evaluation Conference competition hosted by Ohio State University. That happened back in May. The award is presented annually by the National Intercollegiate Flying Association Foundation. A special trophy presentation is planned in Denver later this year. Metro State claims the fifth largest collegiate aviation program in the country. The program owns and operates the Robert K. Mauch World Indoor Airport. Described as one of the finest collegiate aviation and aerospace computer and flight simulator training laboratories in the world. All retained department faculty have prior aviation or aerospace career experience. And finally today, 32-year-old Hungarian escape artist David Morlini is about to face the most death-defying challenge of his life as he attempts to hold his breath, this time in space. A 60-foot-long missile is set to launch Morlini into space, reaching the stratopause in about 2.5 minutes. Besides having to contend with powerful G-forces, Morlini will only be able to breathe freely up to an altitude of 15,000 feet. Above that altitude, usable oxygen drastically decreases. This is the first manned missile ever built with no air supply on board for the astronaut. Morlini has held his breath for as long as 21 minutes and 29 seconds in a public exhibition. ANN has been advised by veteran animators from Warner Brothers that previous attempts by a coyote to hold his breath in space failed when the critter swelled up like a huge balloon in the vacuum of space and exploded. That's the latest from Aero News. See you at Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.